Welcome to Tech Pulse, where we deliver the tech headlines that matter most to busy professionals. Today, we're diving into OpenAI's massive $40 billion funding round, spearheaded by Founders Fund and Dragoneer Investment Group, each committing over $1 billion. Let's unpack the business implications.
OpenAI's ambitious $40 billion equity funding round is setting new records in the AI space. The firm is attracting huge investments from existing backers like Founders Fund and Dragoneer, each pledging over $1 billion. This push is crucial as OpenAI aims to solidify its leadership in generative AI, a sector exploding with demand and competition. The strategic infusion of capital is expected to fuel innovation and expand its market footprint, potentially reshaping industry dynamics as competitors scramble to keep pace.
With such significant backing, how does this position OpenAI against its rivals in the AI landscape?
This funding round could give OpenAI a substantial edge in scaling its technologies and services, especially against emerging competitors in the enterprise data and AI application sectors. The capital influx allows OpenAI to invest in cutting-edge research and infrastructure, potentially accelerating its product offerings and market expansion strategies.
Let's shift gears to Google's AI advancements. Their new model, Aeneas, is making waves in historical research. What's the scoop?
Google DeepMind's latest AI model, Aeneas, is revolutionizing how researchers interpret ancient texts. By analyzing Latin inscriptions, it identifies patterns and connections across thousands of historical documents. This tool is not only a breakthrough in understanding ancient civilizations, but also demonstrates AI's potential in fields beyond traditional tech applications, offering new insights into historical contexts and enriching our understanding of the past.
This is a fascinating intersection of AI and history. Now, from historical texts to app development, what's GitHub's latest AI tool offering developers?
GitHub has launched Spark, an innovative AI-driven tool that enables developers to create apps by simply describing their ideas in natural language. Leveraging Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 4 model, Spark can generate full-stack applications without requiring traditional coding skills. This democratizes app development, potentially widening the pool of creators and accelerating the pace of innovation in software development.
A truly transformative tool for developers. Now, let's talk about Alphabet's financial moves. They've raised their CapEx estimate to $85 billion. What's behind this increase?
Alphabet's decision to boost its capital expenditure estimate to $85 billion underscores its aggressive investment in cloud infrastructure, which is paying off as their cloud profit margins surged to 20.7% from 11% last year. This strategic move is aimed at capitalizing on the growing demand for cloud services, ensuring Alphabet stays competitive against rivals like Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure.
Cloud profitability is certainly a key driver in tech growth. Speaking of growth, let's look at a Swedish unicorn's rapid rise.
Swedish startup Lovable has achieved a remarkable milestone, crossing the $100 million ARR mark just 8 months post-launch. This rapid ascent is attributed to their innovative approach in leveraging AI to enhance customer experiences, positioning them as a formidable player in the AI-driven consumer tech market.
Impressive growth for such a young company. Finally, let's touch on Amazon's latest acquisition in the AI wearable space.
Amazon's acquisition of BeAI, a startup specializing in AI-driven wearables, highlights its ongoing investment in conversational technology. Be's $50 wearable devices are designed to capture and analyze daily conversations, potentially enhancing Amazon's voice-driven ecosystems, like Alexa. This move could signify Amazon's intent to further integrate AI into personal tech, expanding its smart device offerings.
A strategic acquisition indeed. And that wraps up today's edition of Tech Pulse. Stay tuned as we continue to bring you the latest in tech advancements and business impacts. Until next time, keep innovating.